Today, crash alert. Households are running out of runway. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well, that is Post, covering finance and property news. Well, despite all the hopium from the property lobbyists, the truth is more households are running out of runway with regards to their finances. It's shown up in my latest surveys, with more than half of mortgage holders now struggling with cash flow and 70% of renters in the same boat. Next Tuesday on my live show, I'll be walking through the detail behind those numbers. But the pressure is also showing up from other statistics. For example, the Australian Bureau of Statistics last week revealed that the value of household deposit accounts decreased by $6 billion in the June quarter, with it being the first decline in 16 years. This was the first fall in deposit balances since the global financial crisis, and indicates that the household sector was tapping into cash reserves amid rising cost pressures, the ABS said. Now, this is consistent with a falling household savings ratio, which is at its lowest level since the June quarter of 2008. Higher interest rates and income tax payable, paired with high consumer inflation, has reduced household savings buffers, the ABS said. In fact, the savings ratio is just 3.2%. And to say again, it's the lowest level since the June quarter of 2008, when the GFC was in full flight. The decline indicates that households are running down savings built up during the pandemic to pay for bills and loans as a result of the Reserve Bank of Australia's aggressive interest rate hikes to fight inflation and the over-leverage into property driven by weak lending standards and high prices. Something has to give. And meanwhile, figures released by the RBA on Friday indicated a growing number of people are using their credit cards to cover the cost of increased bills, with the stock of personal credit having risen by 1.6% in the 5 months to August. Personal credit outstanding is now 1.2% higher over the year. This is a very sharp uptick in the pace of personal credit growth, with the entirety of the increase coming through since March, actually up 1.6% over the last 5 months, CBA economist Stephen Wu said. Indeed, Australians are now also turning increasingly to debt help lines and also to buy now, pay later services. Now, as I've discussed previously, the RBA released documents about mortgage stress that was released under a Freedom of Information request and revealed that the National Debt Helpline is receiving an increasing volume of calls from people who have never experienced financial hardship nor drawn down on social services, reported The Australian. Following a meeting with the NDH, an internal RBA email in July said the agency reported a significant number of callers experiencing hardship who are incurring additional debts via credit cards, buy now, pay later, borrowing from friends and family, and increasingly unpaid obligations to the ATO, their utilities providers, and council rates. Indeed, it's negative cash flow from wall to wall for many people. As well, representatives from the helpline told RBA Assistant Governor Brad Jones that underinsurance of homes, cars, and personal belongings was an increasing problem, while other borrowers were asking about how they could qualify to tap into their superannuation balances. All of this has meant, of course, that there's a long lag between households making significant adjustments to their personal finances as they become more stressed, especially if they had managed to roll over a hardship arrangement for up to 12 months, and falling into arrears as reported in the official data, said the email from the unidentified RBA financial stability official. Clearly, the approximately doubling of mortgage interest repayments in the last year to June has hit households hard. All of this with still very low unemployment, although that could change as the economy slows. Indeed, the RBA has highlighted that the conditions in the labour market remain tight, although they have eased a little. And remember, average mortgage rates will continue to rise as more fixed-rate mortgages are still converted to variable-rate mortgages, so that cliff has not gone away yet. And inflation is expected to remain higher than wages growth for several more quarters, implying that real incomes will continue to fall. So no surprise then that the pressure on households is also showing up in the latest data on retail sales from the ABS. The Australian Bureau of Statistics recently revealed that retail sales volumes decreased for the third consecutive quarter. That's the first time it's happened since 2008. Retail volumes also fell by 1.4% year on year, the first time this has happened since 1990, excluding the pandemic. And on Thursday, the ABS released its household spending indicator for August, which reported that households are cutting back hard on discretionary spending, with more income being consumed by essentials. Non-discretionary spending rose 9.1% year on year, driven by spending on transport, health and catering services. By contrast, discretionary spending was unchanged. It was flat, with rises in accommodation services and recreational and cultural services offset by falls in furnishings and household equipment. And when adjusted by the circa 2.5% growth in the nation's population and the 5.2% rise in CPI inflation in the year to August, it is clear that Australian households are cutting back hard where they can. Given that household consumption comprises around 55% of average economic growth, this is obviously bad news for the broader economy. In fact, the RBA discussed the outlook for consumer spending by noting that the outlook for household consumption also remains uncertain, with many households experiencing a painful squeeze on their finances, while some are still benefiting from rising house prices, substantial savings buffers, and higher interest income. But it seems to me the real pressures are now painfully obvious, and some households are truly running out of runway. But note this, the RBA's forward guidance on monetary policy was unchanged, stating that some further tightening of monetary policy may be required to ensure that inflation returns to target in a reasonable time frame, but that this will continue to be dependent upon the data and the evolving assessment of risks. And the truth is that the risk to that view over the remainder of 2023 is going to be on the upside. This is especially so given the recent substantial increases in the price of oil and how that will feed into the CPI in coming months, plus, of course, high energy costs more broadly. And there's also some uncertainty as to what extent the third quarter 23 wage price index, which is due out on the 15th of November, will show an acceleration in the pace of wages growth. The recent national wage case, higher public sector pay rises, and some increases in key enterprise agreements will all feed into the wages data. So the question becomes, by the time we get to the November and the December RBA board meetings, will there be further softening in domestic consumer spending and a slowdown in the pace of global economic growth, keeping the RBA in hold into 2024, or will they rise again? But even if they hold through the rest of this year, don't expect rate cuts anytime soon. So buckle up, people. There's more turbulence ahead. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.